Yeah, this is very. Last night I went to the Seven Dwarfs with Grandma and Nora and Kelly and. Aaron and Kelly and Nora and Colleen and Michaela. And I slept over at your house.
You got nothing else to say, Mary? Come on, can't you say anything about Snow White? How about you? Oh, you've already talked enough, Nora. Well, then. Okay, here's Tim.
Uncle Dan, bring home a crossbow, okay? Okay, bye.
That's a mercenary son of a gun. You'd think he belonged with the Vietnamese. Trying to get a crossbow out of the old gray fox from the faraway hills. Hey, I see your picture there on the bulletin board in Kay's house. The one with you by the Dodge truck with the canteen belt around your waist. You look like you're about a 26 waist. Try.
Try eating
something for a change. And that little comment from the back, he looks like a soldier rather than an Air Force boy. There's nothing wrong with soldiers eating, you know. Even though old Potbelly over there wouldn't believe it. Old Grandpa Potbelly wouldn't believe it. I imagine when he was in service, he had about a 26 waist, too.
I'm as slim as a little zeppelin.
Right. There's Grandma.
Hi, honey. We're having a wonderful party here. 1 year old, Michael, and 4 years old, Aaron. And today I went down and had my pro time, and Dr. O'Brien said I could be off of the Coumadin, but I can start taking Xantos again because I'm beginning to put on a little weight, and I don't want to do that. We got your note today, or your letter, rather, and we were so happy to get it. And I'm glad that you got the bologna safely and that all the fellows enjoyed it so much. And Nora is here, too, and she's just a lovely girl. And she is going to be in first grade next year, and she wants to say some more to you. Don't you want to tell him some more? Okay, here she is.
Uncle Dan, we were at the Snow White movie. And the Seven Dwarfs were going to work, and a witch came, and she said, the witch said, "Why don't you take a bite, child? It is a good apple." And she took a bite, and she fell asleep. And the Snow White came home, and. Then they prayed.
And we all enjoyed the Seven Dwarfs and Snow White so much. It's better and better every time I see it. Now, this makes about the fifth time I've seen it, but every time I see it, I enjoy it more. And I think that Nora and Mary and Peggy didn't see it, but all the younger children saw it, and they all enjoyed it so much. And we were all sitting there in a row, seven of us, believe it or not. Mary's going to say some more, too. Tim is going to say some more.
Uncle Dan, what's it like there? Is it a crummy place like Oklahoma, which is a crummy place? Dad told me not to do this deal with this little deal, or whatever it is, a seahorse or whatever. This guy's had a party today, and boy, Aaron was just jumping all over with all the presents. She put on those pajamas. And she had to pull her pants up around her head, and the pants were a little big, but the shirt just fit beautiful. And Dad thinks they're really neat, and so do I. I like that collar on them. I'm gonna go because Grandpa wants to say something. Bye.
Say, I went down and saw Woodley last week, and. He gave me a pretty thorough physical, and he says, "I'm just as healthy as a June bride." So, you got to put up with me for the next 100 years, by golly.
Come on, Mom, say something.
Hi, Dan. I'm an old June bride. We really, really enjoyed your letter today, and we're very anxiously awaiting our crossbow. Be careful on the streets of Saigon, and don't sell too many crossbows. Here's Michael.
Yeah, I heard Lynn's tape last night there in Cambridge, and he said you sold all but four crossbows, and then you went downtown Saigon and sold the rest of the four. Well, don't let any of them damn Viet Cong be shooting at you, because I understand those Vietnamese don't particularly, aren't too enamored with those bodyguards. But that's great that you can police up a little good old green for those bodyguards, really. So if there's anything I can do for you, I'll do everything I can, of course, while I'm here for your family. Your wife is still the sweetest little girl that I ever saw, and so are all your kids, and they seem to be doing all real well. They're all smiley and all very happy faced, and they're all kind of nice kids, every one of them. Jimmy's just very mama conscious at a year and a half. But he got a little, he branched out a little bit today and said hello to everybody and was pretty nice. In fact, he's been just a charming little guy all night. He's kind of going everywhere he can. What the hell was I going to say? I was going to say something magnificent, but I can't think of what the hell it is. I'm going to get a bunch of worms and I'm going to take these kids up fishing this weekend. We mowed your lawn. Your lawn looks pretty good. They've had a hell of a bunch of rain and a huge windstorm here last Friday. And just blew down a hell of a mess of trees in Minneapolis and St. Paul. And none of yours seemed to get it. I guess they whacked off one branch off one of the big trees in the front yard. But other than that, nothing severe. And some of them were pretty severe, like a tree blowing through the front room of the house and smashing the car, all the smithereens and everything else. Minneapolis is still about the fantastic place to me. I'm like a country kid coming into the big city with all the freeways and stuff. Only 4 years now and I retire. And I, Marianne would like very much if we came to Minneapolis and settled down, but I just don't quite see it that way yet. But I probably will when I 4 years come up. I've got a couple of buddies that are over there besides Lynn Becklin, and both of them are just as nice a guy as Lynn Becklin. One of them's name is Major Randy Strickland, and he should be over there just about now. He's flying an F-4D Sky Raider. Not an F-4D Sky Raider, I lie about that. He's flying a Sky Raider, and he's flying in the back seat of it. And the other guy will be over there about September, and his name is Major Jim Fisher. And he is the most outgoing guy you ever saw. If you and Jim ever got talking together, you'd never stop, I'm sure. Jim's got six kids, and he just got through the AFIT program, and he just got his master's degree. And I don't exactly know what kind of an airplane he's flying in, but he'll be over there in September for a year.